Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, June 18th. I'm Sarith Hawk. Raw milk is having a moment thanks to prominent boosters like Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But one raw milk producer in Fresno County has been at the center of health advisories.
Since the founding of Raw Farm, which was originally called Organic Pastures, federal and state regulators had linked the business to more than a dozen recalls and outbreaks that had left hundreds of people ill.
We speak with a journalist who dug through the data and interviewed the founder of Raw Farm. That's coming up later in the show, but first, these headlines. Valley hospitals are not seeing major disruptions after a warehouse fire last week destroyed a massive medical supply distribution center near Tracy. It was owned by Medline Industries. Officials at Community Health Systems in Fresno said patient care is continuing safely, largely without disruption. The hospital company purchases supplies from Medline, so does Kuia Health in Visalia. Jag Bath is the chief operations officer.
But we're able to make sure the needs are being met each day. So we've been very fortunate where we haven't had to delay or cancel any surgical cases.
The medical supplies include bandages and needles. Bath said he was getting a FedEx shipment from warehouses outside of California in the meantime. Officials at Edwards Air Force Base identified victims of Monday's B-52 crash. All 8 people on board died. 4 were based at Edwards, including 40-year-old weapons systems officer Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Estrella and 3 members of the 419th Flight Test Squadron. They include 40-year-old Major Robert D., 35-year-old Major Brad Hovey, and 32-year-old engineer Jerome Smith. 53-year-old reservist Colonel Gregory Watson of Louisiana and 50-year-old pilot retired Lieutenant Colonel Miles Middleton of Tehachapi worked for Boeing. A new study finds that fungi in the Mojave Desert could help the recovery of Joshua trees after over 1 million burned in a 2020 fire. Sena Chang with LAist reports.
Scientists thought the damage from the Dome fire extended beyond the Joshua trees and into underground networks of fungi. But a recent study led by a UC Riverside ecologist finds that the fungi are thriving. This is important because fungi help Joshua trees absorb water and nutrients. Restoration efforts after the fire have faced challenges, but the fungi's presence is a promising sign, researchers say.
That was Sena Chang with our newsroom partner, LAist.
Public radio is now 100% community supported. Federal funding is gone and isn't likely to come back. That means you have the opportunity to help keep KVPR's trusted and informative coverage on the air. Do your part today and become a new monthly member. We're all in this together. Join the movement and help sustain public radio service. Donate at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. Raw milk. That's milk that hasn't been heated or pasteurized, once catered to a niche audience. But today, the industry is booming in lockstep with the MAHA movement. One of raw milk's biggest proponents is Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You guys order some raw milk shooters? Here you go, boys. Enjoy. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's a social media clip of RFK drinking a shot of raw milk at the White House. Benefiting from this groundswell of support is the largest unpasteurized dairy producer in the country, Raw Farm, located just outside of Fresno. Mark McAfee is the owner, and he's the subject of a new investigative report from the nonprofit newsroom ProPublica. The story paints McAfee as a raw milk evangelist, touting its health benefits as a cure-all, despite scientific evidence disputing his claims. In the report, he also responds to questions over his farm's history of recalls, and in some cases, outbreaks linked to its products. Annie Waldman is the reporter behind that story with ProPublica. I spoke with her about the concerns and enthusiasm surrounding raw milk as it becomes increasingly visible and available to more consumers.
It was really a fringe trend 20 to 30 years ago. It was largely followed by a small group of people who wanted food that they viewed was more whole and less processed, even if the process that they were avoiding was pasteurization, which is just the simple heating up of milk, just like we cook chicken before consuming it. But in recent years, raw milk has really been thrust into the mainstream by a potent mix of politics and wellness culture and a wave of suspicion that health institutions may be compromised by big pharma or big food or even big dairy. Its proponents have really turned it into a symbol of freedom and defiance. Today, more than 10 million Americans now drink it. National weekly sales have actually risen 65% from 2023 to 2024 alone.
And for people who may not be familiar with raw milk, what are the biggest factors about it that proponents push? Why should people be drinking it? What did you find?
Yeah, so we spoke with raw milk drinkers, and they told us they drink raw milk for a number of reasons, but a lot of them were connected to their health. They said they wanted to reduce their inflammation, avoid additives, prevent lactose intolerance, clear their skin, bring their hormones into balance. Some said that they thought that there were nutrients in it that didn't exist in pasteurized milk. Some said they just wanted to drink milk the quote-unquote natural way. Again, it's important to note that as it stands today, there have been exhaustive reviews of the published science on raw milk, and they have broadly been unable to substantiate claims of any of these alleged health benefits. It cannot cure or prevent or treat diseases, and most scientists agree that it does not have any substantial nutritional benefits compared to its pasteurized counterpart.
And, you know, your story is as much a profile of Mark McAfee, who is the owner of Raw Farm, than it is just about, you know, the industry of raw milk. Can you give me kind of your biggest takeaway from having met him at his farm here close to Fresno? Is it about making money, or does he really believe that raw milk is a cure-all?
I think Mark McAfee believes in his product. You know, he didn't initially get into farming. He worked as a paramedic for 16 years before taking the helm of his family farmland. But in 2001, he expanded into commercial dairy and connected with a number of raw milk enthusiasts. When he arrived in Los Angeles with his shipments of raw milk, he described to me that there were dozens of people waiting for him, cheering and crying, and they would tell him stories of how raw milk had healed their health issues. Remember, McAfee was a paramedic, and so this kind of testimony really transformed him, he said. And so, you know, within a few months of meeting this raw milk enthusiast community, he converted his dairy to sell only raw milk.
And can you talk about what it was like to tour his dairy?
Yeah, so I had the great opportunity to tour Raw Farm in early February. And one of the most interesting stops on my tour of Raw Farm was its pathogen lab. So the farm screens each batch of milk for four types of bacteria, Salmonella, E. coli, Campylobacter, and Listeria, all of which thrive in the intestines of cattle and can contaminate milk through microscopic flecks of infected feces. And these microbes can cause a constellation of problems in humans, everything from vomiting and diarrhea to kidney failure and even death. And so what I learned at the pathogen lab was that McAfee told me that when they catch these pathogens, they divert the milk immediately. And I assumed that after diverting the batches, the farm discarded them. But later that day, he actually told me otherwise. He told me that they have a red flag system where if there's anything that gets really out of whack, they can immediately tag the milk and it doesn't go to anything but cheese because, he said, cheese is resistant to pathogens. This was surprising to me. Research has shown that raw cheese is not, in fact, resistant to pathogens. While aging can mitigate some of the risk, harmful bacteria can still survive the usual 60-day maturation process. I later learned that FDA knew the farm was doing this and had actually told it to stop 2 years ago, but no one had alerted the public.
Yeah, and you know, some of his raw cheeses from the farm were actually part of a recall. You mentioned that in your story. And you also mentioned numerous incidents in which his product has been involved in incidents of food poisonings or seriously sickened children especially. And when confronted with these cases, there seems to be a pattern of denial. Has he ever admitted to any wrongdoing?
As you stated, since the founding of Raw Farm, which was originally called Organic Pastures, federal and state regulators had linked the business to more than a dozen recalls and outbreaks that had left hundreds of people ill. The farm's first outbreak was in 2006. Six people contracted E. coli, according to federal regulators. And McAfee said this first 2006 outbreak really opened his eyes to the risk of his product and was part of the reason he began to develop standards for raw dairies. But the outbreaks continued in 2007, 2011, 2012, 2016, and the farm had to issue recalls more than half a dozen times after pathogens were found in its products. And then between 2023 in 2024, regulators linked the farm to one of the largest publicly known raw dairy outbreaks in decades, with more than 170 people falling ill from salmonella. As you mentioned, McAfee disputed his farm's connection to many of the outbreaks, including this one. Throughout our conversations, you know, he never lost composure, even when discussing the outbreaks. Instead, he calmly dismissed the government's methodology for understanding the connections between the illnesses. You know, he seized on instances when the government couldn't identify an outbreak strain in his products, but instead found it in samples of farm water, cow feces, or they drew ties using genetic sequencing, practices with epidemiologists routinely rely on. McAfee held that none of these were smoking gun proof that his farm directly caused outbreaks.
And, you know, when we're talking about consuming these kinds of products, there is an element of consumer choice to consider, right? You know, I think at one point you brought up the freedom to eat raw oysters or sushi. So I guess what's the difference between encountering these kinds of foods at a restaurant as opposed to, you know, drinking from a bottle of raw milk at the store?
I spoke with John Lucey. He's a professor of food science who directs the Center for Dairy Research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He grew up on a farm and has studied dairy products for three decades. And what he told me was that it was very blunt. He said, cows poop all the time. Farms are just a reservoir of bacteria. The soil has bacteria. The walls have bacteria. The cows are carrying bacteria. And I think that most raw milk consumers, or just consumers in general, don't fully understand that, he said.
And you talked about some of the impetus with your reporting was that you wanted to figure out what's changed, you know, with food safety, especially with the administration that's in place right now. Where are things? How do things stand with especially raw milk production? I know, you know, in the past, McAfee's found loopholes that allowed him to ship his product across state lines. Is that still the case?
Yeah, so, you know, in recent years, things have really shifted because of the arrival of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The year before he was confirmed as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, he ran for president. And on his campaign trail, he decried the government's quote-unquote aggressive suppression of raw milk. And then in his new role, he has said he is advocating for raw milk. He even celebrated the release of a federal report to make America healthy again with a toast of raw milk shooters in the White House. While raw milk has not officially been on the MAHA agenda, it is viewed by many as a cornerstone issue of the MAHA movement, and many believe that it has magnified raw milk consumption.
And, you know, when we're talking about being educated about what raw milk is and being aware, are there any rules or limits in how it can be advertised or spoken of since there are, you know, safety concerns around it?
Yeah, so there's actually a ban on the interstate sale of raw milk right now. The ban has been around since 1987. It was instituted because of concerns about pathogens and how they may harm consumers, and they may not be aware of the risk. So states have a lot of control in what access residents and consumers have to raw milk. You know, when McAfee got his start producing raw dairy, you know, over two decades ago, only 27 states allowed access to raw milk, and now many of them have changed their laws to increase access.
Wow, very fascinating to kind of just mark all these changes that are happening, and we just appreciate you following it. Annie Waldman, reporter at ProPublica, thank you so much for taking the time to share your reporting with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's today's show. If you like what you've been hearing, help us by leaving a 5-star rating in your podcast app. Even better, share the podcast with a friend. We really appreciate the support. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden, Carrie Klein, and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.